Highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
On Monday, December 12th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., Randy and I, live on location at Marie Davila Luxury Retirement Living. It's right there at the corner of Weidman Road and Clayton, 22 acres in beautiful town and country. Come by and see the largest Christmas tree in St. Louis County and kick off the holiday season with Mike Matheny, Red Shanians, Al Roboski, Rick Horton, and former football cardinal Bob Rowe. Come by and watch the show and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at Marie Davila this holiday season.
A world of adventure just beyond your imagination. And the only way to get there is Finding Neverland, the Broadway hit that NPR calls the best musical of the year. Finding Neverland. See it now. Remember it always. Coming to the fabulous Fox Theater, December 6th through the 18th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets are on sale now at MetroTix.com.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further.
Give the gift of healthy eating.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25.
Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door.
Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438 or go to seattlesutton.com.
American Express has cars and services for business of all sizes. Find out how they can help you prepare for growth at open.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Where else? Oh, yeah, in your underwear.
Make opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
We're full of tech and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, wet, stinky cash.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the December 5th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Listen, this is the season not only to be jolly, but this is the season that the bad guys love. They know you got Amazon or Bed Bath or whatever, somebody sending you something to be delivered to your house. They watch your house. They know who works, when they work, who's home, who's not home. Here's what they shouldn't know. They'll have a chance at your house because you have security cameras, surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
You know, I thought after all those days off, almost 2 weeks, I thought, well, he'll come back and he won't remember how to run the control board. Boy, was I wrong. He's got it. And like riding a bike. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC.
Yes, it is.
And NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it's a great time then to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. And for their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And after 8 days in Mexico, I walk in today. Who's the first to greet me? Of course, it's Rat Boy. He runs out and goes, queso, queso. And I said, what does that mean? Is that Mexican, Spanish? What does that mean? He said, what'd you say?
Cheese.
It means cheese. Queso. See, I knew it, but I didn't want to steal his thunder. So I didn't know that. I really did know it. He can't hear me, can he?
No.
Okay, good. Yes, that is the Mexican word. I think Mexican is Spanish word. I always do that. Spanish word for cheese is queso. And when I would order an omelet, I'd go extra. The word for extra is extra queso, por favor. Of course, that means I just cut the cheese.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. There was a recent, not a contest, but sort of a ranking of orchestras, and they came in second only to the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You and Angela didn't stay at the Lawrence Welk place, did you?
Yes. Yeah.
You stayed there.
Yeah.
So how was it here? Was it the surprise that the Grand Ole Opryland Hotel was when I went there? Because I expected the Opryland Hotel to be barnwood and guitars and sort of a country hill.
No, it's very nice. I mean, once you get in there, you wouldn't even know it's
for old people.
It's named for Lawrence Welk. I mean, it's just a... I think he started it like way back in the 60s.
Right, but you're in your 30s. If you didn't, because you're kind of smarter. I hate to say this. You're kind of smarter about older stuff than most people, because
right.
You work with old people every day, us. But would you think most 30-somethings would know that name, Lawrence Welk? And it would keep them from going because they think it was like a retirement thing?
No, I would think they would just think it's a brand name.
Okay.
I don't even know if they would even necessarily connect the two. But yeah, once you get in there, it's just like a regular resort, and it's mostly family oriented because they have the indoor water park.
It's where for families of Orientals.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, only Oriental families. But
I didn't know that.
But yeah, because it's with the indoor water park that caters more to families. So there were a bunch of little kids running out.
You know what? I guess if you have it's visible, there's a big water park right there. It says, "Hey, bring your kids."
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. So
all right, we are brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. There was a guy that called in during Jose's segment. I'm glad he called. Because I promise you, there are, I don't know the number, lots of people who go and they go, you know what, I'm going to go get the cameras. I'm going to put this thing in myself. And if you remember his call, things weren't exactly working the way they should. Now, I get it. I understand that not everybody has the money to have it done right. But I made up an expression, and it came to me after that guy called today, and I hope it makes sense. I wrote it down. Hang on. I just was just scribbling thoughts, random thoughts. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. Does that make sense?
Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Yeah. If you think about it, it does make sense. So my point is this. Sometimes... instead of doing it, there's an expression, instead of doing it half, I think the expression is half asked, like you only ask half as many people as you should have.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're, half gassed.
That's it, half gassed.
Yeah, where you only put enough gas in to do half the job.
You know what, that's the expression.
Half-gassed.
Instead of doing it half gassed, why don't you just, maybe if you had to wait a year, save a little money, do it right. Have some people do it to know what they're doing. In this case, we're talking about Gateway Lock and Security. Now, let's get back to this time of year for delivering packages. I don't know about most homes, but at my house, Mark, our UPS driver, I think he's been our UPS driver for the whole 30 years we've worked there. I couldn't trust Mark more. Mark knows how to get into the refrigerator and the garage, and if he wants something to drink, he's welcome to it. He knows that. Non-alcoholic, of course, because he's driving a UPS truck. But he'll leave a package. Now, I'm in the woods, heavily armed. Nobody's going to come up and take a package off my front door. But you folks, especially in subdivisions, if you have the mindset that, well, you know, we're in a subdivision, there are other houses around, nobody's going to do anything because somebody will see them, you're crazy. That's where it usually happens, because they not only know if you're home, they know if your neighbor's home. There are people, I want to say whose hobby, it's their job. They're crooks, and they're pretty good at it. So they watch houses, and they know who comes and goes, and when they come and go, when daddy's home, and daddy's not home, and mommy's home, and mommy's not home, when the kids go to school, and they know the perfect time to walk in and take whatever they want off your front porch. Now, that's the best case scenario for a crime, because nobody got hurt. If there's an encounter of some sort, then it could get bad, and somebody could get hurt or killed. Usually when they go after a house, they assume, and they've kind of done their homework and cased the place, that there's not a big dog to tear their head off. There are no guns, and there are no security systems, certainly cameras. They're not as afraid of an alarm and a monitor as they are cameras, and I'll tell you why. Go read the statistics about how long the average bad guy is in your house. It's about 3 minutes. In and out. Snatch and grab. Can we say snatch?
I think so. In this case,
hang
we
on,
can.
Hang on.
Snatch and grab.
Only right before and grab.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you can reverse that.
No.
I think you can.
They have to be in that order.
Snatch and grab.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, those
thank
are the,
you.
That's thank the newest you, rules from the FCC in, yeah. regarding okay. the word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Romain. The new intern. Ramay. Isn't that pretty?
Ramay. Yeah.
Ramay Wilkinson. She just started here. She just handed me the section from the FCC. Okay. Regarding the word snatch.
Yeah.
Not to be used as a reference to a body part. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What?
What's a body
can
part?
Can be used if referring to a quick grab, as in he snatched the jewelry up. Okay, so I think we had it right. And if it's one of those 3 minutes in and out, by the time the cops can get there, sure, the alarm is squealing. They don't care. They don't care. But if they look up and they see what is obviously a high-definition, state-of-the-art surveillance camera, they're not going to complete what they were. That it ends there. Whatever their thought process was, that they were going to change of plans, unless they're stupid. And sometimes you actually almost hope they are, because now you got them. Unless they do some terrible damage or hurt somebody, yeah, take my TV and you're going to jail, because I have you in ultra high definition and it worked and it didn't fail me because I didn't put it in myself. I let Gateway Lock and Security put it in correctly. And I actually saw you do what you were doing because I was watching you the whole time on my phone or my notebook or whatever. And I saw it. And I was smiling when I saw the police walk in and get you because they knew you were there. On and on and on. Yes, monitoring is fine. Alarms are fine. But there's no guarantee you're going to catch whoever it was just because an alarm went off. Because by the time the police got there, they were gone. Where's your evidence? Here's your evidence. Surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. Think about it. It's not just for residents. My goodness, if I had a business, wouldn't you love to know that if you've got somebody working for you who's pulling some kind of inside job and stealing from within? I would. I want to know who any bad person is, inside or outside. And especially in my home where my kids are living or my family's living, good night, you have no business being there. And you're not going to pull this again, because we got you. The police have all the evidence they need, and so does the jury. We have you doing the act in ultra high definition. Look, do this. Please go to their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Gateway Lock. I told you 3 weeks ago, I have a friend who put his in. He went to take a look at his home. He wasn't there. System was down. You know, put it in himself, and he's a smart guy. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. From downtown, is he downtown?
Yes.
Is he home? Okay. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app, and it's free and it works. Please download it. You never know when you might need a really good, clean Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Clavlund.
Well, hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. We're great. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome welcome home back to the good old USA.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you back. Well, we've got an ex-TSA officer, former TSA officer, kind of in the news for revealing some of the things that will get you stopped in the airport. I guess you're not supposed to talk about those things. In the top 10, this is really no surprise, asking the agent to hold your bong while you look for your driver's license.
No, that's not a good idea.
Hey, let me stop you.
Is he really in trouble for telling people what they shouldn't take through? What's wrong with that? They
I don't believe he's in trouble. I think he just was, you know, telling people, spouting off some of the things that will get you in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of hilarious. After the Clinton campaign signed on to a statewide recount of votes in Wisconsin, Hillary has actually wound up losing even more votes than the first time.
Hey, come on. We're not political. Don't applaud that. We're not political. Stop it.
Yeah. Even more interesting, she's now losing to Al Gore, too.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hard to do.
Speaking of Al Gore, he met today with Donald Trump
at
Trump Tower in New York. And Gore said the meeting was extremely interesting, while Trump tweeted, "How did Al Gore get in my office?" I don't know. Big ol' Al. And finally, this afternoon,
big ol' Al Gore.
Yep. Well, a study finds that cats that are shown affection by humans are healthier than those who are not. Well, humans who are shown affection by cats don't exist. You can't find them.
I think you may be right.
Yeah. Bill Clavlund's segment is brought to you this afternoon. I know, do you like cats?
Yes.
Bill Clavlund's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clavlund on the Big 550 KTR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Bye.
Well, one courtesy of Laclede Cab. The current issue of People magazine, on the cover is a picture of Jackie Kennedy, and it says, "What Jackie Really Knew." When are we going to stop seeing and hearing all this stuff about Jackie Kennedy? And quite frankly, how many...
There's a new movie coming out about
her. And it's about her life after the assassination.
Yeah.
How much Jackie Kennedy do people need? And I might add... It's not like she was somebody that we related to or felt close to. You really didn't see much of her, except for that little White House tour. She was always in big sunglasses, kind of ducking and getting in a car or something. My goodness, people, how much of that stuff do you need? The same thing with Elvis or something. We've seen it all. Enough. I made up an expression. Enough is enough.
You made that up?
Yeah.
I thought some guy named Joe did.
Joe Manson.
Yeah, Joe Manson made that up.
Now, folks, this is bad news and good news. The bad news is for Peon and his wife and Archie. They are not... Sorry. I'm sorry, Peon. You know how I feel about you.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to go on our trip to the Dominican Republic in February, and it's all about the fact that now that Archie is over two, he has to travel as an adult, and they'd have to pay adult prices for little Archie to go. And unless you get a babysitter, I know how that goes. So Dan will be there. I'll be there. My wife, Dan's
Sandy
girlfriend will be there. And so here's the deal. We have two spots available. And we have a spot on our trip available. So the other thing you need to know is this has to be done and sold by Wednesday, because I talked to Julie, our travel agent, and the deposits, the money, whatever, has to be in and done by Thursday. So today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, if you now see that you can travel with us February 19th to the Dominican Republic, jump, and jump now. We'd love to have you with us, and you will not regret it. The amount, the times, all you need to know. Now, here's a sign of a different kind of person. Peon, knowing he can't go, was willing to make sure it's up on the main page of our Facebook page so somebody could buy it. Most people would try to keep somebody from taking their place. Not him.
No.
Just because I can't do it doesn't mean I wish someone else a great time. So if you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, the contact information for Julie is there. Jump in. Go with us. You will love it. You will have a blast. And by February 19th, I'm predicting it's going to be pretty miserable. Did you see the forecast for this winter?
Yep.
Oh, listen to this. Beginning this week, most of the United States will have freezing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees lower than normal. You know what that's called? Global warming.
Yeah. It's a bunch of hooey.
Oh, wait. Yeah, 10 to 20 degrees colder than typical for this time of year. So, folks, by February, it's going to be miserable. So, hope you can join us. Again, it's all at facebook.com/AM in the PM. Oh, man, I don't have any time. I'll get to this later, hopefully. I have to. I'll talk about something that happened on our trip. I'll save this and share it little by little with you tomorrow and Wednesday. The joke is sponsored by American Equity Mortgage. I told a potential advertiser this morning on the phone that I spoke with, who contacted me. I was trying to talk to him about consistency and longevity, and I said the average advertiser that I speak for has been on 8 years. The longest is 25 years. Next is 21 years. And 8 is the average. American Equity Mortgage is the advertiser at that 25-year mark. 25 years in business and 25 years on this show. We can keep that going if you'll give them a shot at your mortgage business or your home equity loan or bill consolidation loan business. Mortgage, I think everybody knows what that is. That's what you take out so you can have a house. If you're a homeowner, and even if the mortgage is not with them, with American Equity, you need to look at the smart way to borrow money. And they'll show you. Because they are American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. It's a quick joke, so this will work out okay. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think one of my all-time favorite blonde jokes, just because I don't know why, I just is. And it's the blonde who goes outside to get the paper. Because I think most people know if you're married, that's one of the things your wife does, is she goes out in the cold and gets the paper for you. That's just one of the perks of being married. She goes out and she comes into the kitchen, and in one hand, and she's holding her hand out, palm up, is a huge pile of fresh dog doo-doo. It's just steaming. It's still steaming. That's how fresh it is. In her bare hand. And her husband looks up and says, "What the?" And he didn't finish it. He just said, "What the?" And she said, "Look what I almost stepped in."
Problems in South County. Here's Frank Ladd with some traffic. Frank?
Certainly are, Dan. The closed southbound Highway 270, the ramp to northbound Highway 55, completely shut down. An overturned vehicle hauler there, and the tow truck just pulled up to it, but it's still on, the vehicle is still on its side. To get off and to get back onto northbound Highway 55 from southbound 270, they're diverting you off onto Lee May Ferry, then onto northbound Lindbergh to get onto northbound Highway 55 from southbound 270. Southbound 270, other issues at Ladue Road, just at the end of the ramp from Ladue, the right shoulder's blocked there. You're backed up on southbound Highway 270 in long stretches for Page, essentially all the way through Highway 55. Eastbound Highway 44 closed just east of Lindbergh. There's a bus fire there that's causing the problems, so they've got emergency equipment on the scene there, but you can still get onto eastbound Highway 44 from Lindbergh, but that's not a good idea because the highway is completely shut down. Westbound Highway 44 is stop and go between Barry and Lindbergh to look at the incident. Watson at Lindbergh. We've also have reports of an accident there. Northbound on 170 are on the brakes headed towards the work zone from Forest Park Parkway. Southbound 170 is the slow go between Page and 64. Standard delays out of the city. Westbound 64, Boyle out to McCausland. Then again in pockets between Ballas and Mason. This update is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center holiday sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas. Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
If you're thinking about selling or buying a home, don't do it alone. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group. In a seller's market, spotting potential challenges are key to maximizing price and, more importantly, keeping your sale from falling through. Every real estate transaction is vastly different. While we strive for every step to be hassle-free, multiple providers and people do impact the process. Any one of them can jeopardize the sale or purchase of your home. Once your home is under contract, how do you keep a good deal from going bad? Execution. Our team makes all the difference. That's why when I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience exceptional. So I built a team of experts and service professionals to take the burden off you and sell your home for top dollar fast. The fall market is hot. If you're looking to buy, sell, or build, call us today at 314-276-SOLD. That's 276-7653. Or visit KathyHelbiggroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams Realty West.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Alliance Discounter, six showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Hunting for that perfect home can be quite daunting. Call Vincent Mortgage first and let us guide you through the process. We have over 25 years of experience helping families purchase their new home in as little as 8 days. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holidays sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. If you're looking for the perfect gift for that special person in your life, look no further. Give the gift of healthy eating. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating gift certificates make the perfect gift for friends, family, and coworkers, starting at just $25. Give an entire week of healthy, delicious meals delivered to their door. Order your gift certificate today. Call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438 or go to seattlesutton.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Well, we normally say from Southern California, but today we say from Dallas, Texas. That's right. He has a daughter in Dallas from Big D. It's time for Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They're next door to each other, and a gift card from either one, or certainly both, would probably be as appreciated as anything else you could get anybody. Nobody. Remember the nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And now, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. You are a world traveler, buddy. Chesterfield, Missouri.
Well, not like you, huh? You go international.
Chesterfield, Missouri, 1 minute, and before you know it, boom, Dallas, Texas, and then boom, back to California. How's your daughter?
Just trying to take care of my business, homie. Just trying to take care of my business.
How's your daughter?
She's good. Okay, they're in Washington, D.C.
Wait a minute. Huh? When they knew you were coming, they left town?
No, they were babysitting.
Oh, okay. How's that going?
Good. Cheryl's upstairs playing with them.
And playing with what?
Ashlyn and Brindley. Okay.
You guys see what I did?
Oh, yeah, playing with them.
So, how old are they?
3 and 5.
Oh, boy.
You'll be tired.
I know.
Well, you won't. You won't. You're smart. You got her taking care of it.
She's doing most of the work, I'll tell you that.
As it should be. What's going on, Homer?
I'm getting ready to pour myself a glass of wine, too. Take care of my baby.
How long are you guys babysitting?
I'm here until Thursday, and Cheryl's staying until Sunday.
So Whoa. She does not only most of the work when you're there, but continues to do work while you're home having wine.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey,
this
I'll
is a man.
I'll get back Thursday. I'll play tennis with one of my best friends and get a little sunshine, and it's cool.
See, this is a man who knows how marriage is supposed to work.
Man.
That's right. Of course, if I get horny, I'll have to take that problem to hand.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Oh, take it to hand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Did they their humor?
Yeah. What do you have for us?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the personality who went through throughout college with the nickname Urkel. They called him Urkel. Is it Will Smith, Cuba Gooding Jr., P. Diddy, or Tiger Woods? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. There was talk of a divorce when Hayden Panettiere had a serious breakdown, was hospitalized for postpartum depression after having former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko's baby. But she's back to work. Couple's back living together. Everything seems to be fine.
Oh, that's great.
It's beautiful. For the first time in 25 years of covering Madonna, for the first time, I am in complete agreement with her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Over the weekend, she says she's ashamed to be an American, and I've been ashamed that she's an American for 20 years. So I totally agree with her.
You know, can I stop for a second? These people that say, I'm ashamed to be an American, we're ashamed of you.
Absolutely.
We're ashamed that you're allowed to say that. But if you lived in a lot of countries, you wouldn't even be allowed to say you're ashamed of
me. Does she even live here?
She lives in England most of the time now.
Yeah,
how about these clowns that are they're keeping the last 1,600 miles, the last mile and a half from being dug of that oil refinery that'll give us 500,000 gallons of oil to be dispersed around the country. And these Indians are keeping the last mile and a half from being dug up under a river.
No, they
will not affect their water at all. They won't see it. They won't smell it. It has nothing to do, and it's keeping us from getting 500,000 gallons of oil, barrels of oil, a day to different parts of the country.
But they changed it. They're going to reroute it now.
They're not going to reroute it. January 21st, Trump is going to come in and sign an order and send the National Guard, move those people out and finish that thing so we can start getting that oil.
Well, he just made you look stupid.
I guess so.
Why did they reroute it?
No, yeah, they said, well, they just, they were, they're
That's
talking
what they
about
want
it
them
on
to do is reroute it. I don't even think they wanted it. They don't want it anywhere near. Well, who are these people?
Dan, how do you feel now?
The betterment of the country, you know. I mean, it's not going to... It's like...
On the news.
You know what's really ridiculous is what happened in Los Angeles where they actually made people move out of Chavez Ravine so they could build Dodger Stadium. I mean, that's the kind of crap that should have been stopped.
Yeah.
Not digging underground pipelines so we can save billions of dollars from giving it to Saudi Arabia.
Well, you put Dan in his place, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get off my soap opera. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's short.
He
has to.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I almost fell down when I was up there.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Mike.
I don't even know why I got into it, except, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize. Heads up, Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think she is so hot.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, 35-year-old birthday party this past weekend. There's an unauthorized biopic of Lifetime on Lifetime TV coming in February, and they will get into their Mickey Mouse days and purportedly when she lost her virginity to Justin Timberlake. What's that?
Whoa.
That's the word. I don't know. Also, her 18-hour marriage to Jason Alexander.
Wait a minute. Not George Costanza.
No.
No. It's another Jason Alexander.
Okay.
3-hour marriage to, 3-year marriage to Kevin Federline, 55-hour public meltdown in 2008, and now her rise back to stardom. Natasha Bassett, who's a beautiful actress from Australia, plays Britney Spears in the movie.
Who? Natasha Bassett?
Yes. Okay. Natasha Bassett.
Okay. They didn't want to give it to her, but she kept hounding them.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, see, now that, you know, see, you ruined my report.
You know what? I think you're right.
You might as well just come in here with a gun and shot me.
Sorry, man.
New York Post headline on the front page of New York Post about a 17-year-old girl and her pet dog. He's a pit bull named Boo. How this dog took a chunk out of this guy's face.
Oh.
Story, though. tells about how the guy that the dog bit was trying to rape the 17-year-old girl when the dog attacked. How stupid, not to mention a scumbag, is a guy to try to rape a girl who has a full-grown pit bull at her side, her pet?
Yeah, I hope the dog tore him apart.
Oh, yeah. Tore him apart, just ripped his face right off.
Good.
Well, there you go. Don't forget to check out my 10-second vignettes on Evans Radio. They're really, really bizarre.
Oh, there's a surprise from you.
I know.
Bizarre. All right.
Dayton history biggie. Now, on December 5th, 1848, President Polk announced the biggest gold strike in the world. It took a year before the people got there, just north of the Bay Area, and the headlines read when they finally got there en masse, San Francisco 49er rush.
Oh, applicable today.
The 49ers got their name because the actual gold rush, although announced in 48, didn't start until 1849.
Well, you learn a lot.
Did you know that, homie?
I did not know that.
Well, see, this is a report of entertainment, knowledge,
and
humor,
yes.
Political statement. It has everything.
Has it all.
Walt Disney would have been 115 years old today. Isn't his head buried frozen someplace with
that's
Ted Williams?
That's the word.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Cryogenics, that's the word.
Yeah. Him and Ted Williams, I think, are on ice. Yeah.
And finally.
They're on ice.
And finally.
Yeah. They're on ice.
And finally.
They're on ice.
And finally.
We would have been way ahead if you hadn't brought up that one line being mean to.
But. I know. That ruined it.
Personality went through college being called Urkel. Will Smith, Cuba Gooding Jr., P. Diddy, Tiger Woods.
Will Smith.
P. Diddy.
I'll go Cuba Gooding Jr.
The answer's Tiger Woods. And that's why you need to listen to this report, because you get all the right stuff here. You're listening to nonsense, unless I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, goodbye. A lot of people don't know, Cuba Gooding Jr. did what I think is a very smart thing from a marketing standpoint. He put out those Gooding cigars, which I thought was brilliant. Thank you!
Goodness.
Hey, I brought back six Cubans. They didn't say a word, so there you go. I guess it's okay now.
And that pipeline is being diverted. They said that there's some
and
sort
and
of
I know what you did. You handled it like a pro. Let him
just
think
let
he's
go.
Right. Yeah. That's the way we've learned we have to do it. And I applaud you. I applaud you for that. I also applaud all of you who have taken the time, and it doesn't take a lot to change you from where you were banking to First Community Credit Union. Thank you for that. We don't ask you to do anything that we don't think you'll end up thanking us for. And I can't think of one reason not to bank at First Community Credit Union, unless, as we mentioned before, your brother-in-law is a vice president of some bank or something, your wife is the president or whatever. Okay, you get a pass. The rest of you, join us. Come join us. Become a member of First Community Credit Union. By law, every once in a while, I'm required to reveal that there's a price to pay. If you join a credit union, every dollar, for every account, whether you open, you have to pay a dollar. Okay, now you know. I don't think that's an issue for anybody. I think you actually get it back, too, if for whatever reason, I can't imagine why, you decide to close it out. Once you're there, I think you're going to be with us a long, long time. It is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, First Community. Oh, 43 locations. What's so funny?
Nothing. I just think about Mike. No, I think about Mike, and I just started laughing.
This is becoming a pattern.
I know.
Yeah. Now you're in my segment.
I'm
you're
sorry.
In his
I
segment
ruined your
in my segment.
I'm sorry. You ruined it.
43 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me. All right, time for our final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Accidents galore, Dan. Eastbound Watson at Lindbergh. An accident blocking the right lane there. Eastbound Highway 44 just east of Lindbergh. This was a vehicle bus fire. The bus was fully engulfed in flames. We've got a couple lanes back open now. Eastbound 44 just east of Lindbergh. Southbound 270, the ramp to northbound 55 remains closed. Got a crash southbound 270, the ramp from Ladue over on the right shoulder. Working with a crash westbound 44 at Big Bend. The left lane is blocked. The two right lanes are open there. And a new crash eastbound 64 at the McCutcheon Road overpass. That's just east of McKnight. The two right lanes lanes. The acceleration and deceleration lanes from McKnight and 170 are blocked. This update is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit Hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A Jefferson County Circuit judge won't be handling any more cases this year. The circumstances behind that decision here at the Jeffco Circuit Court.
A rolling gun battle on a busy interstate. What police are saying about the latest murder on I-55.
New information tonight about the remains of a child found in a wooded area of rural Missouri. How long investigators believe they may have been there.
A once thriving mall, now dead. The next step in the effort to bring back Jamestown Mall property.
But first at 6, a major traffic tie-up tonight on eastbound Interstate 44. This is at Lindbergh. A school bus caught fire. This is what it looks like there right now.
And let's show you what it looked like about 45 minutes ago. The bus was fully engulfed in flames.